Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, pay attention to your dreams. You could be getting very important messages.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
If you've got a real ghost story, share it with us. You can call it in 855-853-4802, write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also go commercial free if you want to do that. You will also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. It would take you about 3 years to get through that. You can become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon, who is also my sister, is joining us today. And we might
have been
some,
your sister my entire life.
And we might have some people tuning in for the first time because it's October, which is interesting.
I got a challenge. Okay, we're calling it Screamtober. For Screamtober, I think we need to have everybody's screamiest stories. Okay. Don't you think?
Okay.
Everybody send in your really scary stories, so we'll have Screamtober.
So if it's like, if I have to scream while reading the story, then that's going to get tough. So
it's going to be tough, right? But there are times we read stories and you and I are both just on the edge of our seat. We could see each other's faces sometimes and go like,
it would be kind of fun, like, to write in a story. I mean, this podcast or any podcast, but especially when they read the stories and like and make the person have to scream, like, and then she screamed like,
Oh my gosh.
Make that A, H, 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 H. And so you have to
get some spooky stories. We really do. And sometimes, like, I'm like, my heart is just sort of pounding, you know. And, but I say we have Screamtober.
Write in your scariest stories. If I have to scream, I will. I'd rather not.
But we could use a sound effect scream.
Oh, I've got those. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then we just, like, when it got really scary, we'll just, like, like, for Screamtober.
Instead of that, I'll find a scream.
Yeah, find us a scream. And then every so often, you know, we can do a scream. Like, if it's a good enough story, it's really scary, let's give it 2 screams, you know.
I got no screams.
I'll bet you can find one.
I could. I could program that in. I could do that. So let's
send
go
us your scary
to
stories.
Our first story today. This is a good one, too, because I love stories about dreams that, you know, like messages in your dreams. And, you know, every time I hear somebody talking about having a dream that actually had pertinent information and important information, I always find fascinating. So this is from Anna. She lives in Cleveland. It says, I've been wanting to write in and tell you about our resident ghost, but something just happened to me this weekend that I want to share. These are 3 dream stories that I will tell you from oldest to last Thursday night. So the first one, since I was born, both of my great grandmas lived with my grandparents. I was very close with my granny Wilma, my mom's mom's mom. She was so full of life, even at the age of 84. She would go fishing, play crosswords, tend to her sunflowers outside, and fry up some bomb-ass walleye the Southern way. I still have so many fond memories of her to this day. Well, in 2004, when I was only 9 years old, the 2 packs of cigarettes a day for 69 years finally caught up to her, and she found out she had lung cancer. That's so sad. My grandparents and grannies were snowbirds, Florida in the winter and Ohio in the summer. When she found out she had stage 3 cancer, they were down in Florida. My mother flew down to go visit with her in early May, and she brought me back up a stuffed little pig that my granny Wilma wanted me to have. About 2 months later, I was laying in bed with my piggy and praying for my granny to get better so she can come and see our new house. And that's when I had the best dream of my life. I was on my grandpa's boat, and my granny Wilma was sitting on the bow with her pole in the water. We had a long talk about family, God, and love. She asked me to name my first son Alexander, her true first love's name. She told me that she loves our new house, and my stepdad will treat my brother and I much better than my biological father had. Lastly, She said that every time I need a hug, to hug my piggy, and she will be hugging back. Isn't that the sweetest?
It is.
The next day, my mom, stepdad, brother, and I went up to the mall, which we never did. I could just feel my mom's energy. She was putting on her strong face for us, but was hurting inside. My mom told us that we each needed to pick out a nice black outfit. So when we were in Kaufman's department store, I went up to my mom and pulled out the pig from my purse and told her to hug it. She looked at me with confusion, and I said matter-of-factly, "Granny's okay now. She told me last night that if I need a hug to hug my pig, and she will be there hugging back." My mom lost it and just started to break down and cry. Then she proceeded to tell my four-year-old brother and I that she had passed away the night before. Fast forward to 2010, my sophomore year of high school, my granny, Ree, my mom's dad's mom, was in hospice down in Florida. Now, I wasn't as close to her as I was with my other granny, but my little brother was super close to her. As I recall, it was a normal school night for me. I was laying on my bed, texting my boyfriend at the time, listening to music and doing homework. Out of nowhere, my piggy fell off my dresser. I had no explanation for it falling off. It hadn't moved from that spot since I was 12 or 13. So after homework and whatnot, I went to bed. Once again, my Granny Wilma visited me in my dream. This time it wasn't such a grand experience. In a nutshell, she told me that my little brother Ian and I had to call Granny Ree first thing in the morning. I told her that she wasn't communicating, so there was no point. She told me I was being selfish, and if I didn't call her, I would regret it. So lo and behold, the next morning I called my grandma and had her put Ian and I on speaker in my granny's room. We told her we loved her. We sang "You Are My Sunshine" to her, and we told her we couldn't wait to see her again. 27 minutes after we said goodbye, she stopped holding on. I believe my granny Ree was waiting for us, or even just my brother, to talk to her one more time. Oh, that's so, get me in the heart. Sometimes these are hard to read. So lastly, I know this is getting long, but I'll make this one quick. Thursday night was same old, nothing spectacular happened until I went to bed. I had a dream that I was sitting in a park that I've never seen before, and this bigger woman with frizzy blonde hair walked up to me and said hello. I said hi back, and then she said, "Where's Alexander?" I asked how the fuck she knew my son's name, and she said, "Well, I'm his grandmother." And I love that she did name her son Alexander like her grandma.
Yeah, she did, didn't she? Yeah.
She said, "Well, I'm his grandmother." No, you're not, I said, standing up from his swing. She laughed and said, "Great grandmother, I'm Peggy's mom. I'm your boyfriend's grandma, Susie." Looking at her, I could see a lot of Peggy, my boyfriend Ryan's mom, in her. She told me to sit, and she grabbed my hand. She told me how she has always watched over Ryan and his brother and how we have the most beautiful baby. I asked her why she came to me. Was she lonely? Did she have a message for me, for Peggy, for Ryan? And she looked at the ground and she said, and I quote, "You and Ryan need to take that beautiful baby to my mother's house before the end of the weekend. She needs to see him one more time." I asked her what she meant by "one more time," and all she said was, "You have to promise me you will take him." Then I woke up. It was 3:30 a.m. on the dot. Alex was crying. The next morning, I asked Ryan if he had a picture of his grandma. Sure enough, it was her. I told Ryan about my dream, and we decided we would go. So Sunday, Ryan and I both had off work, and we visited my son Alexander's 91-year-old great-grandma. We took Peggy as a buffer and spent an hour over at her house. She just lit up when she saw him, and we had a great visit. We took a picture of him sitting on her lap that we will keep and cherish forever. Today is Tuesday. Ugh, this gets me. Last night she fell. She wasn't wearing her life alert, and one of her other grandchildren found her this morning. The funeral will be this weekend. I know I am sensitive and an empath, and that's why I'm sure Susie came to me. These are the only dream stories I have had, but I've had so many paranormal experiences in my short time here on this plane for 10 full lifetimes, I think. Thank you guys for all you do. Much love and good vibes, Anna. Isn't that amazing?
It is. I really love the dream stories.
Especially dreams like that, you know, that mm-hmm. were just, and the fact that she listened to him and, you know, each mm-hmm. time she yeah. did what she was supposed to do, you know, she hugged the pig and told her mom to hug the pig and, mm-hmm. and then, you know, called the grandma in the morning and then went to see this grandma.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just, see, and I think sometimes, you know, you shrug it off. And I also think we get busy. Sometimes mm-hmm. we don't remember our dreams, but dreams like that usually are so profound that you do remember them.
I think so too.
And I'm just saying, if you get a message like that in a dream, I really think you have to follow through with it.
I agree. I agree. And you know, in our dreams, I think is just for a lot of spirits, it's a place they can contact, come to us, talk to us. You know, I know I've said this before, but I think just for a spirit in our world, it's hard for them to translate over to communicate with us, to transfer that information over. I think it's very difficult. So I think in a dream, it can be more fluid, right? Mm-hmm, they can mm-hmm. talk more and be themselves more. And so I think they do come to us a lot of times in dreams.
And when you think about it, there's very few moments in anyone's day where we're still. You know, mm-hmm. we all are looking at our phones, we're going to work, we're driving, we've got to go to the grocery store, we got to get to work, we got all these things constantly. Mm-hmm. So if you were a spirit trying to get through, it's like, I can't. You got too much crap in your head. Like it would be impossible.
Absolutely.
I see that. That's one of the most beautiful stories I think I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's our next one.
Okay.
This is Jill. I just tried to call before, and I ended up getting disconnected, so I am just calling back to try to tell my story again. So anyway, an important part of this story is just to know that my dad passed away about 2.5 years ago in the house that I currently live in with my boyfriend and our son. So yesterday, I was at work, and I realized that my wallet was not in my purse. I was pretty sure I left it in my book bag from the night before at home, but I wanted to be sure before I started panicking and trying to think of where my wallet was. So I tried to call my boyfriend because he was at home, and he didn't pick up, and I figured he might have fallen asleep because when I had talked to him maybe like a half hour prior to this, he had said he was tired and might take a nap. So I tried to call him again, hoping I could just wake him up and just figure out if my wallet was there so I could stop panicking. And I called him again. He didn't answer. I called him like 2 or 3 more times. He didn't answer. Finally, when I was calling, his phone picked up and somebody answered, but it was this really, really breathy voice. It sounded like someone was speaking with only their breath. I can't think of how else to describe it. There was no sound to the voice. I almost thought maybe we just had a bad connection. So I'm just going, Michael, like, I can't hear you. Hello, like, you know, call me back. But then I started noticing that it sounded, I don't know, I just got a very strange vibe from it, like it wasn't him. So again, I'm trying to sit here and listen to what this breath is trying to say to me, and I couldn't make out anything. It's like this very inaudible speech. But every once in a while, it sounded like it was trying to make words. Well, eventually, the only part of this that I could make out in two words, I very distinctly heard it say, I love you very much. And that is the only part of the breathy talk that I understood. But it was very clear, very loud. And then it went, you know, very, very inaudible speech again. And then it kept repeating a phrase. And I don't know what it said, but it kept repeating a phrase over and over again. And then the phone hung up. And I stood there for a minute thinking, oh, my God, like, what was that? And I was, you know, if he would have been awake, he definitely would have called me back right away and said, hey, you know, we had a bad connection. I couldn't hear you, whatever. But he didn't. I tried to call him back and it still just kept going to voicemail. And I'm starting to panic because I'm reflecting back to when my dad passed away. My sister, who was out in California, she actually had a dream, apparently as my dad, like probably the minute he died, of some voice coming to her and saying, I will never leave you. You are not alone. And then I had called her because she had no idea my dad even had a heart attack at this point. And I had called her and she had already heard that voice come through like the minute before I called in a dream. So I'm reflecting back on that thinking, oh my God, my boyfriend's dead. I'm in, he's dead and he's trying to tell me you love me. And I'm going to worst case scenario, of course. So I called my grandma because I couldn't leave work and I knew she was nearby. And I said, can you please go to my house and make sure Michael's alive? Which she did. And he was, thankfully, he was alive and well. But he said he was sleeping the whole time and nobody answered his phone. And I looked at his phone and the call did not pick up on his end. Like it picked up on my end. It shows very clearly that I had a conversation with his phone, but it did not show up on his phone that we had a conversation. And I don't know how to explain that. The first thing I can really think of now that I know he's not dead is that it was my dad. My dad manipulates electricity a lot. Every kind of sign we get in that house, is always electrical. I don't know. My dad was an electrician. Maybe that's why, or maybe that's just the biggest way that spirits can communicate with us. But it's very clear to me that it had to have been him because, you know, I know that there's a possibility of it being maybe, you know, I know calls can sometimes intercept somebody else's conversation. I've had that happen before, but I'm 100% certain that this was not the case. And the fact that the only thing I heard of that conversation was, I love you very much. Just really made me feel like it was my dad. And, you know, if it wasn't, I'd rather believe that it was because, you know, what fun is it to believe that it's not? But anyway, that is my story. And I hope to hear it. I hope you guys like it. Have a wonderful day. And I am sure that I will call back soon with more of the crazy things that happened to us. Take care. Bye.
So do you think it was her dad?
I do.
I do too.
Absolutely. And I think it's kind of fun that he was an electrician and there's a lot of electrical things happening.
And I do think that spirits can manipulate electronics easier than a lot of things, I think. It seems mm-hmm. like, you know, there's lights of TVs turning on and off and lights on and off and things. Mm-hmm. But I just think that's interesting because really, when was the last time like you called somebody and something like that happened? Like in the what, the 70s? I mean, it never happens these days. I don't know when the last time. But I mean, with cell phones, it doesn't happen these days. And so maybe that he had a hard line. I don't know. But that it just doesn't happen.
Well, and it went to because she dialed her boyfriend's number. It shows a conversation, but it doesn't show one from the boyfriend's phone. Who did her phone call?
Exactly, because it didn't.
Because it shows on her phone she called him, her boyfriend.
And you can see how long the conversation lasted.
Right. But on the boyfriend's phone, there showed no call from her.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So how did it, where did it call to?
I don't know. It called to her dad, who's in another realm. It's like a Twilight Zone episode.
Like her dad intercepted it.
Yes. And it is interesting, too. You know, normally you would just hang up like something that was weird. I'm going to hang up and try again. But she let it go for a little bit and heard, I love you very much.
Yeah.
And I'm so with her, too, that a lot of stories like that, even if it's, you know, it's debunkable. But when you have that kind of thing, and I don't see how this is debunkable, but when you have that kind of connection with someone who's passed, I don't want you to tell me otherwise. You know, I believe what happened.
Well, that and you know, and I want you to go with your gut 9 times out of 10 because it's right. And if you feel like it was your dad, you know better than anybody.
Yep. Listen to your gut.
But I think it was your dad too.
I do too. I love both those stories were so good.
Oh, good ones.
Share your real ghost stories with us. Call in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show, you will also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. You can become a premium subscriber. You can do it through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.